Okay. Upon him, fine. So let's discuss a little bit some laws of Purim, halachas of Purim. The first halacha that's relevant when it comes to Purim is actually the halacha of Adar. It's actually not brought down in Rambam or Shulchan Aruch. This is discussion of some sefer why the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch don't pass in the din of why there's din. But the din is Mishnebura passes in Tim and Tofresh Peivav Sifkat Meches. The Mishnebura says Mishenichnas Adar Marvin Besimcha. When Adar comes in, Marvin Besimcha, we increase it. Simcha, we should do things that bring us happiness. Right, like we know when Av comes, we'll see in the Gemara shortly, then the Gemara says about Adar, the Mishnah says about Adar, it says about Av. We'll see the Mishnah says, Mishnichas Av Mat, and we know we do things to make us be sad. So too, when it comes to Adar, we should do things that'll bring us happy. Right? That doesn't just mean everyone just be happy and put a big smile on your face. By Av, it means that we do things that'll make us be sad, that makes us have a veil from the Churban. So too, when it comes to Adar, we should do things that will bring us to be happy, that'll make our mood be a better mood. Therefore we say, Mishiyeshtoi din emakom yishpoit ba'adar. Besides the fact that you should marvin the simcha, also it's a good time, it's an auspicious time for the Jewish people. Therefore someone who has some sort of a judgment to do, some sort of court case, some sort of litigation with a non-Jew, he should do it, try to do it, arrange to do it during Adar, because during Adar is an auspicious time for the Jewish people, and therefore it's good to have the court case then. The question is, this year is a unique year. This year, we have two Adars, right? It's an Ibri Ar, we have a leap year this year, and therefore we have two Adars. So besides for all different questions about which Adar is the real Adar, let's discuss about this specific issue that we say, Mishnichnas Adar, Marvin Besimcha, when Adar comes in, we are supposed to increase the Simcha, supposed to do things to bring us happiness. So the question is, does that apply to the first Adar? We know that Purim is going to be in the second Adar, right? But Purim is only celebrated in the second Adar. But the question is, this din of Mishnichnas Adar, Marvin Besimcha, that when Adar comes in, we're supposed to do things to increase our happiness, does that apply only in the second Adar, just like Purim? Applies to the first Adar also, right? We'll see soon that there are certain things about Purim. We have Purim Katan in the first Adar. There are certain things that are relevant to Purim that are practiced in the first Adar as well. The question is about this specific halacha that Mishnah Berurah Paskin is over here, the Mishnichnas Adar, Marvin Besimcha, does that apply to the first Adar as well? So in order to be able to clarify this issue, let's first go back to the source and see the Gemara in Tainus that says this halacha, right? You see in the Mishnah Berurah it says in the bracket Gemara, that means that the source for this, seeing that the Mishnah Berurah Paskin is a Gemara, this Gemara is Gemara in Tainus, Daf Chavtes Amud Aleph. Right, it's going on the Mishnah. The Mishnah there in Tainus had said that Mishnichnas Av Matin B'Simcha. Right, when Av comes in, that we do things to decrease our happiness, to bring ourselves, put ourselves in a state of Avelos, in a state of mourning. So the Gemara on that, the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yehuda B'Rei Rav Shmuel, please. Feel free to join if you'd like. Oh, please, yeah, sure. Sit there, sure. Here you want to sit. By all means. We're on this sheet right now. We're discussing the halacha of Mishnichnas Adar Marvin Besimcha, right? Everyone knows that when Adar comes in, we're supposed to do things that bring us to a state of happiness. The question is, this year, when we have two Adars, right, the question is, does that apply only to the second Adar? Does that apply to just the second Adar, which has Purim in it, or does that apply as well to the first Adar? Well, we should always be happy. But this elevated state of happiness, we're supposed to do our through things to intentionally to bring ourselves to this state of happiness, does that apply to only the second Adar, which has Purim in it, or does that apply to the first Adar as well? So we're looking back in the source. The source of this halacha is in Gemara and Tainus. The second thing over here, the source of this halacha, that when Adar comes in, we increase Simcha, This is Gemara in Titus, right? The Mishnah over there says, Mishnichnas Av, when the month of Av begins, then Mimbat in the summer, right? We're supposed to do things, like we explained before, right? The idea isn't just be sad, just be sad, right? The idea being Av is not just be happy, right? The same way by Av, we see, right, the Gemara and Shulchan Aruch describe for us things that'll bring us into that mood, into the right mood of then, and so too.
Ponder the events that led towards that.
Well, besides for pondering it, we do specific actions that bring us into that mood, right? Like during the 90s, we don't eat meat, right? Even before then, don't take haircuts, don't listen to music. We do specific things that'll bring us into that frame of mind, right? So therefore, so the same would apply to Adar. Adar doesn't just mean, okay, when Adar comes, all of a sudden put on a big smile, right? The idea is doing Adar, do things that'll bring you happiness. Now, we don't have as specific guidelines for Adar, what to do to bring us happiness, but as we do by Av, but the idea is the same, do things that bring you happiness. Right, so on that, the Mishnah just talks about Av. All the Mishnah just says, when Av comes, it's supposed to decrease. It's supposed to do things that'll make you, put you in the mood of mourning. So, Amar Rav Yehuda, Bereidah, Rav Shmuel Bar Shilas, Mishmeid Rav, Rav Yehuda, the son of Rav Shmuel Bar Shilas, says in the name of Rav, Kishem, Shemishenichnas Av, Mimat in the Simcha, the same way that when Av comes in, we do things to decrease our happiness. Tach, so too, Mishnechnas Adar, when Adar comes in, Mavin B'Simcha, we do things to increase our happiness. That's what the Gemara says. Very simple. Now Rashi over there, the next thing, is Rashi over there says, he comments on this, Mishnichnas Adar, when Adar comes in, the Rashi says very interesting things, that Yimei Nisim Hayu L'Yisrael, right, when Adar comes in, then you're entering the time period, the days, Yimei Nisim, days of miracles, Hayu L'Yisrael. These days you're entering in are days of miracles for Jewish people, Purim, Pesach. Right, Rashi puts two things in there, Purim and Pesach. So Purim you understand, Purim's an Adar. When Adar comes in, increases because it's Purim time. But Rashi said it doesn't stop there. Rashi continues Pesach, and Pesach also. So the question, the obvious question on Rashi, we're talking about Adar here, Adar has Purim, what are you mixing in Pesach for? This question was actually asked of the Yavis, of Rabbi Yaakov Emden. That's the next thing over here. Right, the piece of the Shilas. The Yavis, Chelik, Pei, Shela, Pei, Chet. Right, so the question was, right, so we'll read it inside, Sha'al Sa'oi, right, you also asked it, whoever the one who sent the question, he asked a number of questions over here. So it says, Sha'al Sa'oi, right, you asked also, Ma his kikr in the Gemara, Mishenichnas Adar, right, what caused Rashi there in the Gemara, right, the Gemara says Mishenichnas Adar, what caused Rashi Lefari to explain, Yimei Nisim Hoyu Purim Upesah? Right, what caused them to say the days of miracles, Purim and Pesach? Leave Pesach out of it. We're talking about Adar is Purim, leave Pesach out of it, you know, let's Purim have some of the spotlight. Why do they have to share the spotlight with Pesach?
An idea is that once Purim is over, you still have half of Adar, right?
Well, that would be a good answer, except for the fact that we're comparing it to Av, right? And by Av, see, so we should differentiate Av not in the simple. Right. That only goes till Tisha B'Av, right? When you come to Chamisha Asu B'Av, right, then we're already all happy again, right? So that would be a good answer, but it wouldn't seem to solve it completely. Right, Rashi would have to have something more pushing him to say this. Right, because you could say it's only once, when at the beginning of Adar you do it, and once Purim comes, then it's it, you know, when you wind down. I always notice, especially in Lakewood, for a reason I'll explain in a moment, that when it comes to Purim, right, everyone's all excited before, and they're getting, you know, everyone's all happy and joyous, they're all excited for a long time before, then second Purim's over, just stop. Sure. Right, like in Lakewood, they have a special radio station for Jewish music. And to there, from already, like a week before Rosh Chodesh Adar, they're playing Purim music and all sorts of joyous music and Purim, right, everything's Purim, Purim, Purim. And, like, day after Purim, nothing. Right, it's all like, it doesn't like wind down, like, it just like stop short. Okay, interesting. Right? But, so the question is, why does Rashi say that there are days of Nisim for the Jewish people, Purim and Pesach? Well, why Pesach for? So, the first thing that I have to answer is Pashut. Right, the simple explanation is Shehutrach Lakach. The why you asked me to stick in Pesach? Mishum, because the Imishum Purim Greida. Because it would just be Purim alone. In Kain, Leimonami Nisan, the Kislev. Right, so why do we pick Adar? Right, what was the reason why we picked Adar? Right, you have to ask the question. Right, it says the same way when Av were Mimayis the Simcha, it's also when Adar were Marvav the Simcha. Why Adar? What about Kislev? It's not a Tanaka. What about Nisan? Nisan as Pesach. Why do we pick on Adar? Ella al karcha, so rather it must be mishum sheeschilu yimei nisim retzufim utchufim zelozeh. Must be the reason is Rashi was bothered. Rashi read the Gemara, he had a question. Rashi says, why are you picking on Adar? Av is sad. Good. Adar is the one month you pick out for happiness. There's other months that are happy also. Why did you pick that out? Rashi said it must be because this is not just Purim. Because right, now this time of year is not just one holiday, but there's a lot of holidays, a lot of excitement right, a lot of celebration very close to each other, one right after the other, and therefore it's an especially happy time of year. Kislev is a happy time of year also. It doesn't have the same level of happiness as Adar, because Adar, you have Adar, Nisan, bang, bang, one right after the other. But because of that causes the time of year, is an especially joyous time of year, more than normal. Because of that, that's why you actually understand, that's why the Gemara picks Adar, that Adar is a month that we should increase the Simcha, because the two Yom taken together, the combination of Purim and Pesach, that combination makes the time of year especially joyous. Because it's especially joyous, that's why the Gemara picks that we should increase our happiness in Adar more than Kislev. Right, yeah. Right. What? Tishrei. Tishrei was what?
That's not.
Yeah, I'm going to say, Mishinicha Shoshana Marim Simcha, right? Midrash and Monday Simcha, right? Fine. Okay, that's the first answer. That doesn't really help us so much. You know, that's okay, fine, good, very nice. Another answer, another explanation. Why do Rashi stick in Upesach? Rashi wanted to hint to you, Gamkein also. That when you have a leap year like we have this year, Ein Simcha Noyheges Elo Be'ador Sheni. Right, that's the Simcha, this joyous mood. Right, this time of this special happiness is only in the second Adar. Right, you're getting excited. Tonight is the Shreidus Adar Rishon. Right, you're getting excited. You're going to have all the great happiness. We should have the Marvin Simcha. Shalom, yeah. Shalom, but bring Simcha more than Shalom. Right? But you're getting all excited because now it's going to be Adar and Marvin Simcha. Says the Ayavis, slow down. When there's a leap year and two Adars, only the second is Adar. Right, it makes a lot of sense. Why the hockey time? This is the reason. Mishum di may nisim smuchim hay. Right, the whole reason, Rashi explains to you, the whole reason why is a special Simcha and Adar is because you have the Purim and Pesach right next to each other. You started the season of Purim and Pesach right next to each other. Because I'm Rinon, Aliyah B'Dir, Shim Gamliel, the Adar Sheini Iker, and Lenin T.S. Megillah. Right, like the Sefer Gemara says, right, the halacha is, right, like we know, that what the way we practice is that the main day of Purim is in the second Adar, not in the first Adar. Because the mitzvah gula gula other, right? The reason that Gemara gives is because it's best to have the two, right? The gula of Purim, right? The redemption that we had in Purim and the redemption of Pesach. We want to put them close to each other. That's the reason why they made Purim in the second Adar and the leap year not in the first Adar, right? That's the reason for it. So therefore, so he says, if Rashi tells me to tell you, you need to have this Purim and Pesach, right? The Purim and Pesach right next to each other. That's what brings about the Simcha, and therefore the Yaidus of Yaakov Emden tells us that the rule of Mishnichnas Adar Marvin B'Simcha, that when Adar comes in, we increase our happiness, we do things to increase our happiness, that in a leap year, that only applies to the second Adar, does not apply to the first Adar. And the reason is, because we're not yet in that season, the season of Purim and Pesach, where they can be right next to each other, so that's the second Adar. So that's when we're going to celebrate Purim, and then we have Pesach right after that. That's when we get into that mood, into that spirit of happiness and joy. That's where we have Mishnichnas Adar Marvin B'Simcha. But in the first Adar, where we haven't reached that point yet, then this rule does not yet apply. So now we know, if we see anyone hanging up their signs, which is just a Tadim Arvim B'Simcha, anyone acting a little too joyous, tell them, Yaivis, back of Emden said, only the second Adar, not the first Adar. Okay, now let's move over to some other halachos that are relevant to the first Adar in a leap year. That's what we have, the last Siman in Shulchan Aruch, Tofrei Shadi Zayin, discusses this. That's what we have on the bottom of the page over here. The same page on the bottom of the page over here, right? The siman is titled Ein Oyrim Tchino. We don't say Tachnon Biyodalad V'Tesvav Sheba Adar Aleph on the 14th and 15th days of the first Adar. V'Din Tanis Behesed Vahem. And halacha about fasting and even eulogies in them. V'Vayse Bech. There's only one thing. That's all the halachas of Yudalad V'Tesvav the first Adar are included in this one sif in this sif. So what does the Shulchan Aruch say? Shulchan Aruch says Yoyim Yudalad V'Tesvav Sheba Adar Rishayin. Right, the 14 to 15 days of the first Adar, Ein Noiflim Al Peneyim. Right, we don't do Tachnon, right? Melechon Peneyim, we fall down on our faces, we put our head down and say Tach. We don't do that on the 14th and 15th days of Adar Isha. Right, those are the corresponding days. Right, Purim is the 14th and 15th day of Adar. Right, we actually practice it in the second Adar, but in the 14th and 15th days of the first Adar, which corresponds to the days of Purim, right, those are also have a certain level of Yom Tif, a certain level of celebration, and therefore we don't say Tachnon. Any day with Yom Tov, we don't say Tachnon, therefore we don't say Tachnon. And also, in addition to that, right, this is not the case every time we don't say Tachnon, but in addition to that, when it's a real Yom Tov, then the Ein Oimrim Mizmor Ya'ancha. Ya'ancha Hashem B'Yom Tzara, I'm sorry. We also don't say, right, between Asher and Avot Tzion, we don't say, Lam Natzeach Mizmor Dov, Ya'ancha Hashem B'Yom Tzara. Right, that is more infrequent that we skip it. Right, but that on even on the what we call Purim Katan, Shushan Purim Katan, right, the 14th, 15th days of the first Adar, even on those days, those are some of the days that we do not say that Mizmeh Odov Yan Hashem B'Yem Tzarim between Asher and Vahotziyim. So that's the first category of things. That's the first category of things, the things that how it affects the davening, right, we don't say Tachanun on those days, and we don't say Yan Hashem B'Yem Tzarim, right, we don't say Mamaseh, right.
I don't remember not saying them. Maybe on minutes, maybe because it only happens, you know, seven every time, 19 years. But
right.
We don't say them as on
that thing. No, I'm from Cotton. You said it.
No, okay.
Yeah, you take a look in your thought. There are
three
years.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you're entitled to. It's been a lot of time in between. Okay. So that's the first thing. The next thing is the author behested the tainus. It's also prohibited to give a eulogy or to fast on these days, the 14th and 15th of the first Adar. So like any day that has some level of Yom Tif, some level of celebration, then we don't mix in sad things as much as we can avoid it. Therefore, we don't give eulogies and we don't fast. Aval, but Shar Dvarim, the other things, ain't Noagim Bohem. Those are not practiced on the 14th and 15th of the first Adar. Right? The other mitzvahs that we have of Purim, right? Other mitzvahs that we have of Purim, like reading the Megillah, giving Mishloach Manos, Matanos Avyoinim, those things are not practiced on in the first Adar, the 14th to 15th days of the first Adar. Now, the Chaver says, "V'yishemim da'af behesed v'tanis mutarim." There are those who say that no, even hesed and tanis, even eulogies and fasting are permitted on the 14th to 15th of the first Adar. That there's no celebration at all. And the Ramah right away comes and tells Zagov, Aminik is for Rishayna. Now, you know the Minik, before you start getting nervous, they're going to say Tachnun, don't worry. We're definitely not saying Tachnun, there's those who permit Hesed and Tainus. He says, no, the Minik is like the first Svar, like the first opinion brought in Shulchan Aruch, which is no Hesedim, no eulogies, no Tainus, no fasting on the 14th and 15th days of the first Adar. Now, let's pause over here for a minute. Let's see some Mishnah Brura, and then we'll go back and finish the Ramah. So let's go down to the Mishnah Brura. Mishnah Brura says, now let's reshine right in the 14 to 15 days of the first Adar. Now, the Mishnah Brura tells us, right, we discussed the halachas of davening, right, we told you which things that we normally say we skip. But what about, the Mishnah Brura wants to know, what about this that I'm putting, we say Al-Nisim? So what do we do in the first Adar, in the 14th and 15th first Adar, what do we do about Al-Nisim? So, the Mishnah Brura tells us, L'kuli Alma, and according to all opinions, Ein Oymim Al-Nisim, we don't say Al-Nisim, Kivon, since the Ein Koyun HaMegillah, since we don't read the Megillah. The Mishnah Brura tells us, these two things are dependent on each other. When we say Al-Nisim, when we read the Megillah. If we're not reading the Megillah, no Al-Nisim. What happens if you said it? Right, you said it. Well, you interrupted the middle of Shemayin Esrei. Right, you're davening Shemayin Esrei. Right, you're not supposed to say Al-Nisim. You're sticking an Al-Nisim. Right, you interrupt in the middle. Right, Al-Nisim doesn't belong here. So what happens? Then, Ein Machzirin Oisai, the halacha is that he does not have to go back. No, he does not have to repeat Shemayin Esrei. It seems like if someone interrupts the middle of Shemayin Esrei with something that's inappropriate, then he would have to go back and repeat Shemayin Esrei, or at least go back maybe to that bracha, I'm not sure. But over here you don't, and if you take a look down the Shaar Tzion in Ois Beis, right, he explains the reason why. He says, because Chemed Moshe, the source of this, they look all the way in the bottom, second in the Shaar Tzion, it says Chemed Moshe, right, the Chemed Moshe should have underlined that in that. Chemed Moshe, the source of this is the Chemed Moshe, the Tamoy, and his reason is, the Homidino Hoyoroi Lasis Bado Rishon, which calls about Poiskim. Right, really, it would have been appropriate to make Purim be in the first Adar, right, like the Poiskim, right. Really, that would have been the time to make it, right, there's opposing reasoning over here, right? There's one reason to make it in the first Adar would be because, right, we normally say this reason makdim in the mitzvah, right? We want to do it right away, right? We want to do it as soon as possible. So, but yes, there's another for Elishas, Shemasmich Gula Gula Od, right? But this idea we mentioned before, right, that we want to have the two redemptions next to each other, the celebration of Purim, the redemption of Purim, and the celebration of Pesach, the redemption at Pesach, we want to put them next to each other to make one big, so to speak, hate to call this, but holiday season, right, to put it all together, right, because that, the Gemara concludes that that's a better Svara, right, that's a better reason why we should make Purim being the second Adar, right, so therefore that's why we end up doing the second Adar, but really it would have been appropriate to do it in the first Adar, that's almost as much, and Cain, therefore, Mikol Mokhaim Havim Me'ein HaMe'oiro. Right, therefore, it's not that Al-Nisim totally doesn't belong on this day. Al-Nisim is really appropriate from this day. We don't say it, because we're not reading the Megillah, but it's something that's, it's not something that's totally strange, right, that's totally out of place. It's not something that's totally out of place, rather it's something that really belongs, and since it really belongs, therefore, if someone did say it, then it's not considered a big problem. Okay, fine. Now, moving on, going back to the Mishnah Berurah, continuing the Mishnah Berurah. Ya'ancha, right, the Mishnah Berurah of cotton bays. Ya'ancha, right, we said that we don't say Tachman on the 14th to 15th of the first Adar, and we also don't say Lamnaseach. Lamnaseach Ya'ancha. Right? So Mishnah Berurah tells us, in addition to that, right, very important rule to know, Oymim, Aleph Aleph Aleph, what's Aleph Aleph Aleph? Kel Eref Apayim. Right, Kel Eref Apayim, we're going to take out the Sefer Torah, right, before by even say, we say Kel Eref Apayim. So we don't say Kel Eref Apayim, but Purim Katan Beis Hayom. On 2 days of Purim Katan, meaning Purim Katan and Shushan Purim Katan, the 14th and 15th of the first Adar, why? The Lamnaseach, Ya'anchov, the Kel Eref Apayim, Shavim Hema. Very important rule to know, those two go together. When there's no Lamnaseach, there's no, if it's Monday or Thursday, and we would normally take out the and we take out the Sefer Torah, we would normally say Kel Eref Apayim, but we're not saying Lamnaseach, we don't say Kel Eref Apayim. Right, those two are dependent on each other. Right, they're not, it's not dependent on Tachnon. Tachnon is don't say, and it could be if we don't say Tachnon, we still say Kel Eref Apayim. But if we don't say Lamnaseach, then we know not to say Kel Eref Apayim. Right, those two are dependent upon on each other. So if we say we don't say Lamnaseach, then we know not to say Kel Eref Apayim. So I'll skip down three lines. The next place is underlined. Now, Chal Purim Katan B'Shabbos. The Purim Katan would help on Shabbos, which Shushan Purim Katan should fall after this year on Shabbos. I believe it does. Right? Right, Friday Shabbos. Right, so Shabbos is Shushan Purim Katan, so it's very relevant to know. Then, Ein Aymim, Tzidkoscha, Tzidkoscha, Tzidkoscha. Right, and Shabbos by Mincha, we say Tzidkoscha. Right, when we know that any time we don't say Tachan, we don't say Tzidkoscha, therefore, when Purim Katan, when the 14th or 15th of the first Adar falls out on Shabbos, we don't say Tzidkoscha.
Wouldn't say,
right, correct, wouldn't say Abraham Mitzvah, yes. Interesting, he doesn't mention that over here, that's true. Okay, fine.
Must be like a kosher kind of, because that would be Tachan, we don't say Tachan, we don't say Abraham.
Right, yeah. Interesting.
So the same thing goes, but it's the same thing for Tikkasa Tzai. You know, it's the
right.
So that
doesn't. Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not sure. That's an interesting point. Okay, fine. So now let's go back up to the Ramah. Right, so we stop in the Ramah, on the second to last line of the Ramah, right above the Hey, Ruda, right? Yesh Oimre. There are those who say, Shechaye l'harbais b'mishte v'simcha b'yodal sheba ador rishay. That one is obligated to increase in mishteh v'simcha, right, have a lot of mishteh v'simcha, a lot of partying and happiness, yodal shabbat adar rishon, on the 14th of the first Adar. Right, in other words, we know there's a one of the mitzvahs of Purim is mishteh v'simcha. One of the Purim, what mitzvahs do we have on Purim? We have Shiat HaMegillah, that's a big one. Right, Mishteh Achmonis, which, and depending on, you know, exactly which community you live in, might be a bigger one, might not be a bigger one, but it's a pretty big one also. We have Matanah Tzav Yoinim, which should be bigger than it is. And we have the Suda for him, right, so Mishta V'Simcha, right, Mishta V'Simcha, that's it. He's supposed to have a Suda, but it's the spirit, Mishta V'Simcha, the mood, right, you have to be happy and joyous and festive, right, festive, that's the word, right, you have to be festive and a meal, right, so those who say, the person is, right, so those who say that you have to have Mishta V'Simcha on the 14th of Adar Rishon, the Ein, Noyag and Kain is not a custom, he come up, however, Yabek Sassu, right, he should increase in Suda a little bit, sort of a little bit of an increase in Das Uda. Sorry. Right, yeah. They lost days, they have right over here. Today, Hamachmirim, there's only like two words on here, so I didn't make copies of it, didn't want to waste the Kael's money. They lost days in order to fulfill Yedei Hamachmirim. Right, the opinion of those who are stringent that say, no, you have to have a festive meal on the 14th and 15th of the first Adar, so we're not going to make a big festive meal, we're not going to get drunk, none of that, right, we're just going to have Yarbik Sas, the Suda, you make it a little nicer, a little better, Cholent maybe, right, something good, right, it's, right, fine, so you should be a little more joyous, a little more festive, but nothing, don't, not out of proportion, so. That's the opinion of Rambam. Rambam says there are those who say we have to have, we should have Mishteh V'Simcha, festive meal on the 14th of the first Adar, but the custom only to have a little bit of su'udah. That was a very interesting thing in the Ramah over here that we have to take note of. The Ramah writes with previously in the Shulchan Aruch, how did Shulchan Aruch start off? Shulchan Aruch started off the 14th and 15th day. Right? Now what happens over here in the Ramah? If you read the Ramah carefully, we'll see that he says there are those who say they're obligated to increase in meal and happiness and festivity, be your Dalish about the Rishon, on the 14th of the first Adar. Question is, what happened to Tesvav? Right? Tesvav dropped out over here. What happened to Tesvav? What happened to the 15th? Right? It's very important things to take note of over here. It seems strange. We started off with the 14th and the 15th, right? And we know the 14th and 15th is always go together. 2 days of Purim, Mr. Shem Purim. And all of a sudden over here, the Ramah says, Yudalid, and forgot about Tesvav. Right? So, this did not escape the attention of the Mishnah Berurah. And if we go down to Mishnah Berurah in the left-hand column, is Dalit, it's underlined, be a Dalit. So the Mishnah Berurah tells us something very interesting. Have a lawyer be Tesvav. But not on the 14th. Very important words coming up over here. Af l'krochim hamukafin chayma. Even for the cities that are surrounded by wall. In other words, right, when you say you Dalit Tesvav, what's the Dalit Tesvav? Right, so we know, and when we celebrate Purim, either in the one Adar in a regular year or the second Adar of a leap year, right, there's 2 days. There's Yudalid, the 14th, and Tesvav, the 15th. What's the two things, right? The 14th is where regular, that's the regular day of Purim, 14th day. However, the 15th is people who live in cities that had walls at the time of Yeshua ben Nun, right, so they have a different day of Purim, right, they have Purim on the 15th day of Adar, not the 14th day of Adar. Right, that is Allah. So the Mishnah Berurah tells us that when we have a leap year, and we have an extra Adar, and the first Adar, even according to this opinion, this stringent opinion, that makes you have a party on in the first Adar, right, they only obligate those who, they only say that the 14th of Adar, only the 14th of Adar, that is a day that you should have a celebration and a meal, that's the day that you should have it, but the 15th, even if you live in a walled city, and you normally celebrate Purim on the 15th, first month, first Adar of a leap year, no celebration on the 15th, regular day. Well, it's not a regular day, you're still not going to say Tachnon, right, you're still not going to have eulogies and fasting, but as far as the Mishnah V'Simcha, as far as having a Seudah, a festive meal, that does not apply on the 15th, even to those who live in walled city.
Does it give a reason?
Actually, it does not give a reason. He proves it from the language of the Gemara. Now, there's the Gemara, the Mishnah actually. The Mishnah says, Ein, is it the Mishnah or is it a Braisa on the Gemara? Let's just, for the sake of accuracy, let's check this out over here. It says, in the Mishnah, yeah, right, oh, right, Ein, Interesting. Okay, the way he plays the moment from doesn't seem to say it in my Gemara. It could be he had a different version of the Gemara.
I'm trying to think of reasons why they would. I can think of one reason. Maybe you can think of another. Maybe a couple. The only reason I could think of is that we try not to have differing minhagim, and that, you know, it's one thing that, you know, there's a reason why we have Purim and Shushan, because they stopped fighting, you know, they stopped fighting in Shushan on the 14th and celebrated on the 15th, right? Whereas they stopped fighting in all the other places on the 13th and celebrated on the 14th.
Right.
But if you're just talking about an ancillary holiday, the reason why do we need to have separate? Each one, the 14th means something to on both, okay? On one they stop fighting and one they celebrate. So at least that this implies a celebration. If you're on the 15th, right, you're already into the other one's holiday, it really doesn't mean anything. So at least the 14th is something in common, whereas on the 15th, there really isn't anything.
Right. Well, we really have to, consider is why we celebrate the 14th and 15th for a Sabbath. Is it a totally separate thing? Is it a totally new thing? Or is it that really there's two Adars this year, and therefore there's two 14th and two 15th of Adar? Now, the place can already say this. They say that it says in the Megillah, B'chol Shana V'Shana. Right? So we understand from there, I think Gemara says this maybe, whatever. B'chol Shana V'Shana, that we say, B'chol Shana V'Shana in every year. We understand from there that it's only supposed to be once a year. Right? So even though we have two 14th and 15th this year, right? But the mitzvahs of Purim, right, such as reading the Megillah, Matanis Lev Yoinim, Mishlei Achmanis, right, those things we can only do once a year. So we gotta choose. You gotta choose either the first one or the second one. You can't do it twice in a year. That was very nice. You have two Adars, you have 2 14ths of Adar, 2 15ths of Adar. That's all terrific. Right, we can only do these things once a year, so we have to choose one. So what's happening over here is, possibly, what's happening over here is that I have 2 14ths of Adar, which really should be Purim, and 2 15ths of Adar, which should both be Shushan Purim. But I can only do the mitzvah of Purim on one of them. So we chose to do them in the second Adar. But really, in the first Adar, it's Purim also. It's just Purim without all the mitzvahs. Right? So if that's the case, then I'm not sure if you clearly say what you say. Right? In other words, it is Purim. It is Purim and it is Shushan Purim. We just don't have the regular mitzvahs. Right. Some things that you see, then there's no reason to say only the 14th and not the 15th. So it's Shushan Purim today. Right? It is Shushan Purim today, you just don't have the mitzvahs.
Right. But the thing is, we're not really sure we should be doing this in the first place. That's the whole point.
Well, we are sure. It's in the Megillah, right? There's no question about it.
We'll be doing the celebration on the first Adar, right?
Oh, in the first Adar?
Yeah, that's the
whole point. According to the opinion that says that you should have Mishnah B'Simcha, that you should have festivity, right, to understand that, yeah,
All I'm saying is that because there is an opposing opinion, there's one opinion that says, we don't even treat it. Like, hey, if you want to eat a little bit more, fine, right? But there's really nothing going on in the first Adar. There's really not much to be doing.
That's the lenient opinion.
Right.
We're talking about in the more stringent opinion. I'm all saying this in the more stringent opinion.
Okay.
Okay.
But maybe the more stringent opinion takes into consideration the other opinion, and that's why they say, we'll just do it on the 14th.
Okay, that's possible. It could be. I don't have a better reason, so I don't have a better answer to this. Right. It could be a little similar. I was talking to Rabbi Langer about it today, and it's always something to be in Yerushalmi. It seems to be. It's not clear if Babli agrees to this also or not, but the Shalmi seems to say that the test of people could fulfill your obligation on your doubt. The Shushan Purim people, the Shalmi seems to hold that I think that they could do it on your doubt. No, right. No, it seems, I think something like that. I'm not sure if it's exactly that. Something along those lines, that there is a possibility of the people, of the Shushan Purim people, doing their mitzvah on your dalid.
Right.
So if that's the case, you see that your dalid is really a universal Purim, right? Really, everyone could fulfill the mitzvah then, and you could already start to...
So the whole concept of a walled city, but back at the time,
right.
Purim, like, who really knows?
It's not a song of Purim, it's time you show the
Shuvah Noon.
Right. It's actually not focused on the Gemara, but there's an opinion in the Gemara that says,
right.
I'm talking about the
Oh.
Right. But the famous Ramban in the beginning of Masechet Megillah, he says that the reason why they did it is because before him, Eretz Yisrael was not in a very good position, right? So because this is the honor of Eretz Yisrael, they wanted at least there should be some sort of recognition of Eretz Yisrael in its prime. In the celebration of Purim, therefore, we refer back to the time of Yeshua, when that was when the Jewish people came in. They came in with a force, you know, and they came in. They conquered. There we go. Conquered the Eretz Yisrael, and that's when you know Eretz Yisrael was more in its prime. I guess it didn't reach its full prime until later, but you know Eretz Yisrael was in a good state then. Therefore, we want to have that recognition. That's why they made some sort of a recognition of Eretz Yisrael by saying, you know, walled cities in the time of Yeshua ben Nun to sort of recognize that.
Right.
So, okay. Oh, here it is. Right, so then the Gemara, right. Right, the Gemara comes out, the way the Gemara, after the Gemara discusses the Mishnah, then the Gemara says, this is what the Mishnah is supposed to say. Right, we have some problems with the Mishnah, we say, Surah Mechzer of Harkadon, right, the Mishnah is missing some words, this is what it should say. Ein bein arbo osa shibo adar rishon li yudal shibo adar sheni, ela mikra megillum atonis. Right, there's no difference between the 14th of the first Adar and the 14th of the second Adar, except for reading the Megillah, right, and Batonis of Yainim, which both have to be done on the in the second Adar. Right? Well, yeah, the Shalach Manas, also, yeah, that's discussion about that. The Gemara doesn't discuss that. Right, that could be that's dependent on this discussion of Mishnah Simcha. Because it's very possible that there are those who say that they're dependent on each other. That the Mishnah Achmonah is always going to go with Mishnah V'Simcha. Whenever the Mishnah V'Simcha is, and they're supposed to rejoice, celebrate festivities, Suda, whatever it is, that's when you have Mishnah Achmonah also. There are those who say that. So, but the Prima Godin was the source of this Mishnah Brura. He says that, look, it says there's no difference between the 14th of the first Adar and the 14th of the second Adar. It doesn't discuss the 15th. Right? In other words, because the whole day, that we should have Mishnah V'Simcha, we should have festivities. The first Adar, it says, look, it says no difference between the first Adar and the second Adar, except for Megillah and Matanis of Yoinim. So you see that as far as Mishnah V'Simcha, as far as having a festive banquet, party, whatever it is, as far as that's concerned, they're the same. So you should do it in both. Right, so he said, well, that only applies to the 14th. So he said, there's no difference between the 14th to the first and the 14th to the second. When we deal with the 14th, then the only difference is the Megillah and Matanis of Yoinim. Right, but as far as the 15th is concerned, maybe there are other differences. Maybe Mishnah V'Simchah also, only the second one, not in the first one. That's the source of Pitta Gosling. He doesn't explain what the reason is. He says, well look, if you look at what it says no difference between the 14th and the first, and the 14th and the second, except for Megillah, Matanis of Yoinim, which implies that there's no difference between them when it comes to Mishnah V'Simchah. Well, if that's the case, then well, we left out the 15th. So maybe the 15th, Mishnah V'Simchah is also a difference. That's his opinion. However, I saw the Mincha Titzchok from Dayan White, Eretz Yisrael, that he writes in a shuv over there. He argues on this Mishnah Brura, and he says that this is not correct. Rather than doing the Ramos, so why the Ramos save you Yisrael? And he says the main Purim is the Purim for the people who live in regular cities. That's on the 14th. So he says for the Ramos means to say that normally we say that for the people who live in regular cities, not in walled cities, right, for them, in the regular Adar, right, in the regular year, in the one Adar, and in leap year in the second Adar, right, they're supposed to, the main celebration is on the 14th, but they're also supposed to have some sort of celebration on Shushan Purim on the second Adar, right? He says, Tarmos, let me tell you over here that for the Bnei Ayoros, people live in regular cities, so in the first Adar, you celebrate on your day, not on the other day. When it comes to the second Adar, then you can celebrate on both days. He's talking about for people who live in regular cities. But of course, I'm also not going to tell you that people who live in walled cities have no celebration in the first Adar. Why should they have no celebration in the first Adar? Right? Same way they have a celebration on the 15th and the second Adar, they have a celebration on the 15th and the first Adar. But for people who live in regular cities, and normally some celebration on both days, the 14th and the 15th. So then, when it comes to the first Adar, we tell you no. You, on the 14th, yeah, 15th, no. That's how the Menachas Yitzchak and others explain this Rama, and they disagree with this Mishnah Brura. So I don't know if you find yourself in Eretz Yisrael, 15th of Adar Isha, and then you really have to. It's a very serious question. You should probably maybe want to be machmer to have Mishnah V'Simcha, just in case. Anyway, okay. Fine. So that's that. All right. Fine. So let's now go on to page number 2. Let's go on to page number 2 now. That's because we already discussed Mishnichas Adar Marvin B'Simcha. We said that it doesn't apply in the first Adar. We discussed various laws that apply to the 14th and 15th of the first Adar. You know what? Instead of going to the second page, there's a very, very interesting thing that told you to. It's a very interesting thing that Chassam Sofer says over here in Maseches Megillah. He tells us that what? That there's something that's a little bit, sheds a little bit of light on this whole issue of celebrating the 14th and 15th, the first Adar. He says like this. We know that Chanukah and Purim are derived from the Rabbanon. Chanukah and Purim. Derived from the Rabbanon. The Rabbanon, right? The Rabbanon. Some say for nope. The main thing, the main celebration, the way we should celebrate is the Rabbanon. He says that really the obligation to celebrate is the Rabbanon. So why? He says basically on Ramban and Sefer HaMitzvot. Because the Gemara says in Sefer Megillah, right? Do we say Halal on Purim? No Purim, no Halal on Purim, right? So the Gemara actually says a reason why we should say Halal on Purim. It says like this. I'm sorry. The Gemara says we don't say Halal despite the following thing. The Gemara asks the question, right? What was the basis to make a holiday of Purim? To read the Megillah. What was the basis? So the Gemara says that Shulchan Aruch says they made a Kal V'Chomer. Kal V'Chomer is like this. If we find that when the Jewish people left the Mitzrayim, right, where what was at stake was that they would be slaves. Right, they weren't being killed. Maybe some people were being killed, but there wasn't any sort of decree to kill all the Jewish people. They were slaves. So when they went out from slavery to freedom, right, we have a Yom Tov called Pesach. Right, if that's the case, then for sure, certainly, right, when the Jewish people were threatened with death, right, there was a decree to kill them all, and they were saved and they lived, right, for sure, that requires the celebration of Yom Tov. Right, if we find a Yom Tov when they went out from slavery to freedom, for sure there should be a celebration when they went out from the threat of death to living. Now, some Torah says, Kal V'Chomer is Deraisa. So when we have a Kal V'Chomer, right, that's a biblical thing. The Torah tells us we should go by Kal V'Chomer. But if Kal V'Chomer tells us to be Yom Tov on Purim, then the Deraisa has to be Yom Tov on Purim. But even though Purim didn't happen until after the Torah was given, but the Torah tells us the rules. The rules are Kal V'Chomer. If the Torah tells me celebrate on Pesach from a Kal V'Chomer, which the Torah tells me, I should make a Kal V'Chomer and celebrate Purim. Right, however, right, that's not going to require me to read the Megillah. That's not going to require me to give my son a Slav Yoinim. That's not going to require me to give him a Shalach Manis. Right? All that it will require for me to do is to have some sort of recognition, some sort of celebration, some sort of small celebration. Right? That's step number one over here. Right? Now the Rabbanim came along and they instituted various different things. They said, read the Megillah on Purim, they give Matan Tav Yoinim on Purim, Shalach Manis on Purim. They instituted all these different things. Those are all Midrash Rabbanim. Fine. So he says still, Midrash, it's going to mean Midrash, you have to have some sort of recognition, some sort of celebration of the net. Now, he quotes of Radbaz and Chacham Tzvi. They say that when it comes to mitzvahs, when we have a contradiction, right, when we have a conflict, right, we could either carry out Zvizu Maksim in the mitzvah, right, we could do the mitzvah right away, right, or if we wait a little bit, we could do it in a better way, right, so which one's better? As he says, it's better, they say, right, the Radbaz and the Chacham Tzvi, they say that doing the mitzvah right away, with Zrizos right away, that takes precedence over doing it in a better way. Fine. Right, that's what they say. So now, the problem is, right, when we have a leap year, right, so we have, right, it's clear in the Gemara that it's not as if the second Adar is Adar and the first Adar is not Adar.
Question on that.
Sure.
So I have a chance to daven by minyan, and the minyan will daven by shikin, right? By myself. So I should daven by shikin by myself?
Do it always.
If you always do it daven by shikin, then yes.
Right. But it could be also, you have to, some things, like could be that davening with tzibur is, davening with tzibur has a very, aside from being a better way of davening, right, your tefillos are accepted better that way. You have to know exactly how to weigh these things. It's not 100% clear. But the Chazam Sefer brings this in over here. It's like hard to apply these things to the halacha, so let's just keep it over here to get the Chazam Sefer's treasure over here, to get his, what he comes out with over here. It's like this, right? First step number one is that the Chazam Sefer says there has to be the biblical obligation to celebrate Purim. Right? Okay? Fine. Now he says, the advisors come to tell us, they tell us that when there's a choice between doing it right away or doing it better, we do it right away. Some says, wait 1 second. So why are we celebrating Purim the second Adar instead of the first Adar? Right now, it's important to point out, the Gemara is clear, it's not as if the second Adar is Adar and the first Adar is not really Adar. Because the Gemara has a question, which one to do it in? Right, like we mentioned before, the Gemara concludes doing the second one because this idea of it's very nice to have the two holidays of Purim and Pesach near each other. Right, and a beautiful holiday season of the time of Gula and Gula, there them just next to each other, beautiful. Right, but what happens to the fact that the doing it quicker, doing it right away, takes precedence? We should do it in the first Adar. Right?
Yeah, I'm not the Havdil Dallas, because we're talking about, but when someone has a yard site in Adar, as a matter of fact, I do, sometimes they give, I think, in a way, I've always done whenever there's two Adars, I do both.
Right, this is a whole different discussion, all different things that are relevant to them. I have a plan to give a shiur on them one day, so you're more than welcome to come if I give a shiur on it. You're definitely invited. Just try to lay out all different things, different ways.
But I mean, I definitely keep the first Adar,
Actually, that's where, over there, in those halachas of Yotzah, the girl is only going, he says over there, right, he says both, and he says both Adars are Adar. Right, don't think yeah, whatever it is, right. There's actually another thing about that also, but it's you're actually touching on something there. But we can't have one time.
I made that up. I don't know.
Maybe afterwards, if I remember. Someone said something interesting about that, but he says, that's where the grove there, he says that both others are other, and that's why you are touching Captain Bolt. But okay, but they're just trying to get back here. So Sam Segre says, so wait 1 second. So why is it that we celebrate in the second Adar and not in the first Adar? We just said before, there's a Chacham Tzvi tell us that doing it quicker is better than doing it better. He says like this, he says, that's why we have Purim Kotel. That's why we celebrate the 14th and 15th of the first Adar. Why? Why? He says, because for then, any sort of little celebration, right, that we don't do Hesper to Tainus, any sort of recognition, right, that's... Right. Any sort of small thing like that fulfills the biblical requirement of having some sort of recognition of the miracle.
Right. That's sort of a case of having your cake and eating it too, right? I mean, you've heard that saying, right?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so that's what this is, basically.
You get to fulfill the acronym or the statement,
Zrizim Makdim of the Mitzvahs, and you get to have the Gula next to the Gula.
Right. So he says like this, right? He claims that he adds like a little bit of, he says very good. He actually doesn't say it over here, but he speaks about it more in a tshuva. He says it very good. He says like this. When it comes to something that we're already obligated in, right, definitely the rice obligation we're already obligated in, right, then we have a question, then we can start discussing Zrizim Makdim to do it right away. Right, you can say, because we have this obligation, so fulfill it right away. Right, then it makes sense. So as far as the biblical obligation is concerned, then we're going to have to do it in the first Adar. That's what we have, this small little thing, Purim Katan, do the thing, you fulfill the biblical obligation. Then as far as the rabbinic obligation, all the Purim, the Kriyas HaMegillah, B'Shtei Achmonos, Matanos Avyayinim, Seuda, all those things can wait to the second Adar. Why can they wait to the second Adar? Why over there don't we apply this principle also, as Zrizim Makdim is better than... doing the mitzvah in a better way of gula to gula. So the reason is because, again, like we said before, the reason actually we're already obligated in. Right? The question over here was, when did the Rabbanon want institute to have Purim? Right? When they made the institution of Purim, right, they knew that sometimes it's going to be Elif here. So how are they going to institute it? When they set it up in the first place, how do they institute it? So when they institute it, they're not bound by the rules of Zrizim Makdim. Zrizim Makdim is, I'm obligated, do it right away. But the question is when to make the obligation. The question is when to make the obligation. They have the right to go with this reasoning of Gula Gula, do it in a better way, and to institute it in the second hour. Then there's no Zrizim Makdim. As far as reading the old Krim, there's no Zrizim Makdim. The obligation didn't start yet. The obligation only starts in the second Adar. Right? Therefore, that's what some people explain. That's why we have to have something in the first Adar, because we have the right obligation. The right obligation, you have to do it right away, right? Because Zrizim Makdim, doing it right away, comes before, takes precedence to doing it in a better way. We're not going to wait for Gula or Gula for that. That's why we have some small celebration recognition in the first Adar, it's still a biblical obligation. But as far as rabbinic obligations concerned, Megillah, Matanos Avyayinim, Shachmanos Seuda, those who wait the second Adar because that was the institution. To do it for those reasons, Maximin over there, and wait the second Adar because that's for the institute, and that's when you should do it. All right. Oh, yeah.